there is a real problem with the roof, but it's not just that. It's the orthopaedic theatre actually is not fit for purpose. The walls are deteriorating. They couldn't put up fire doors there. There's 26 leaks which are channeled into the sluice room. That's a risk of infection. They've had to cancel elective surgeries. And I suppose, so there needs to be something done immediately. Now, obviously, the long-term surgical block is what's required for all surgery in Sligo University Hospital, and that's something we need to advance as well. But the interim arrangement needs to be done really quickly because there's massive risk. And it's not just about patching a roof. The actual building is crumbling, and so a modular build or some such on top of the site there, or using some element of the walls, whatever that can be managed, but a modular structure needs to be put there ASAP. Also, these surgeons are highly skilled and they want to do their work, and they will move, and they will go to Galway, and they will go to Dublin, and they will move, and we won't be able to retain that level of highly qualified teams here in Sligo University Hospital.
As you said, Councillor, the patients, I guess, deserve more than the current situation. The staff deserve more than the current situation. And as we've seen with many different positions, once they're gone, it's very hard to get that back up and running again. And that's what you're trying to highlight here. And just in terms of, I guess, if anyone thinks of when a school needs a new classroom and they get the modular classroom in, and although they're not happy to be, they don't want to be in it for years. And unfortunately, there are cases where that is the case, but at least it's possible to have the modular classroom for years. You want it to be short term, but there is a possibility that it will suffice for a number of years. That's the same situation with this, that you're looking for something that is short term, but it, worse comes to worse, it can do long term while we wait for a completely better situation, I guess. But that's why you're kind of highlighting this being probably the most optimal solution with the current situation.
Absolutely, because, you know, while we're waiting for the perfection, we can't lose the service that we have. We need it right now. The work goes on. And no, it's not ideal to have a modular build, and there needs to be much modern facilities there. And the orthopaedic unit is one of the oldest in the country. But we need a solution right now.